You will hear part of a radio program about factors which determine success. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
The idea that thinking is superior to feeling is an attitude that many psychologists today would consider out of date. They would argue that emotional intelligence is just as important as IQ when determining a person's overall success. Let me give you two examples of research which backs up this theory. When 95 graduates from Harvard University were followed into middle age, the men with the highest intelligence test scores in college were not found to be particularly successful in terms of salary, productivity, or status, compared with those who had scored lower. IQ, it would seem, contributes only about 20% to the factors that determine life success, leaving 80% to other forces. So, what are these other forces? Peter Salovey of Yale University would argue that emotional self-control is one of the most important. He conducted an experiment with a class of four-year-olds. He gave each of them a sweet and told them they could eat it immediately. However, if they could resist eating the sweet until the experimenter came back into the classroom, he would then give them two sweets. For what seemed like an endless 15 minutes, most of the children waited. However, about a third of the children were unable to wait. They grabbed the sweet almost immediately after the experimenter left the room. When the same children were followed up as teenagers, those who at four had been able to resist temptation were, as adolescents, more socially competent, self-reliant, dependable and confident. They also had dramatically higher scores on IQ tests. However, those who at four had been unable to resist temptation were more indecisive, more socially isolated and less confident. This experiment suggests that emotional self-control is an important contributor to intellectual potential, quite apart from IQ itself. Another ability that can determine not just academic but job success is optimism. In a study of insurance salesmen, psychologist Martin Seligman showed the relation between optimism and high work performance. Selling insurance is a difficult job, and three-quarters of insurance salesmen leave in their first 3 years. Given the high costs of recruiting and training, the emotional state of new employees has become an economic issue for insurance companies. Seligman's study found that new salesmen who were natural optimists sold much more than salesmen who were pessimists and were much less likely to leave in the first year. Why? Because pessimists think failures are due to some permanent characteristic in themselves that they cannot change, whereas optimists believe they are due to something temporary that can be changed. They believe they can succeed next time round.
Now listen to the text again.
The idea that thinking is superior to feeling is an attitude that many psychologists today would consider out of date. They would argue that emotional intelligence is just as important as IQ when determining a person's overall success. Let me give you two examples of research which backs up this theory. When 95 graduates from Harvard University were followed into middle age, the men with the highest intelligence test scores in college were not found to be particularly successful in terms of salary, productivity, or status compared with those who had scored lower. IQ, it would seem, contributes only about 20% to the factors that determine life success, leaving 80% to other forces. So, what are these other forces? Peter Salovey of Yale University would argue that emotional self-control is one of the most important. He conducted an experiment with a class of four-year-olds. He gave each of them a sweet and told them they could eat it immediately. However, if they could resist eating the sweet until the experimenter came back into the classroom, he would then give them two sweets. For what seemed like an endless 15 minutes, most of the children waited. However, about a third of the children were unable to wait. They grabbed the sweet almost immediately after the experimenter left the room. When the same children were followed up as teenagers, those who at four had been able to resist temptation were, as adolescents, more socially competent, self-reliant, dependable, and confident. They also had dramatically higher scores on IQ tests. However, those who at four had been unable to resist temptation were more indecisive, more socially isolated, and less confident. This experiment suggests that emotional self-control is an important contributor to intellectual potential, quite apart from IQ itself. Another ability that can determine not just academic but job success is optimism. In a study of insurance salesmen, psychologist Martin Seligman showed the relation between optimism and high work performance. Selling insurance is a difficult job, and three-quarters of insurance salesmen leave in their first 3 years. Given the high costs of recruiting and training, the emotional state of new employees has become an economic issue for insurance companies. Seligman's study found that new salesmen who were natural optimists sold much more than salesmen who were pessimists and were much less likely to leave in the first year. Why? Because pessimists think failures are due to some permanent characteristic in themselves that they cannot change, whereas optimists believe they are due to something temporary that can be changed. They believe they can succeed next time round.
This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening comprehension task.